It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I want to know what you would do if you were in this situation. Would you, like, do what this guy did and his buddies? Or you'd be like, nah, you know what? I'm cool. That's kind of an awkward thing. These group of guys saw an old lady eating alone, and they invited her over to join them. And, man, it's just, like, perfect timing that they did this. Here's what his Facebook post says, because there's a photo of this guy with his buddies and this older lady. He said, so tonight my friends and myself went out to eat at a place called Brad's in Oxford, and after sitting there a while waiting on our food, I noticed there was an elderly woman sitting alone. My exact thought was, dang, I'd hate to have to eat alone. So after thinking about it a few minutes, I walked over to her and asked her if I could sit with her. She said yes, and they talked for a minute, and after a while of talking, she told him that she'd lost her husband and that tomorrow would have been their 60th wedding anniversary.
Ooh, let's go, God.
I instantly gave my condolences and asked her to come eat with us, which she was excited to do. The point of this is always be kind and nice to people. You never know what they are going through. The woman changed my outlook on life and how I look at other people. Everyone has a story, so do not judge. And people, I can't stress this enough, go see your mom and your grandparents. They miss you. And the photo is awesome. I'll put this up online at joeandalexshow.com for you to check out. But multiple questions here. First of all, just in general, would you invite somebody if you saw them, and I'm not saying you're a bad person, would you invite somebody over if you saw them randomly eating alone? I tried it this past weekend when we were having some drinks, actually, outside at kind of a little tap house place. It's like a small little bar area. And I told my brother and my sister-in-law and my wife, I'm like, hey, you think we should invite that guy over? And my brother's like, no. But that's just the radio side of me. So maybe I'm way more like invitey over typey kind of a thing. But would you guys ever see somebody alone and invite them?
It depends.
On
for me,
like explain.
So I just like depends to see if like they're if they seem like sad or lonely. Also, like if they're old. Like I have a place in my heart for old people. Like it's so weird. Ever since I was like a little girl, it's like I just love old people so much, and I just want them to be happy so bad. And sometimes seeing them alone, I've literally like started crying in like restaurants before when I've been like out to eat with like people and like my family, like seeing an old person eat by themselves.
And you know what, Liv, I actually feel the same way. And well, if I was to see someone eating alone, I probably wouldn't invite them over or sit with them, only because I like to respect people's privacy and or their alone time. But something I have done is when I was waiting tables, if someone came in and they were eating alone and they were older, I was like extra nice to them. I made sure.
Yeah, like linger at the table
yes,
a little bit.
I would even sit down, talk with them a little, and because it is sad, you know, as, in case of situations like this where they lost their spouse. Very sad.
Yeah. Now, Alex, what about you?
If I didn't know Joe from Adam, and I was just out, you know, in a restaurant or whatever, eating alone, who Joe is my worst nightmare in public. To be approached by a guy randomly while I am sitting enjoying my chicken nuggets on my own and him bother me, asking me, like, do you want to sit with me? I would be, like, so mad because I love – so I eat by myself almost every day. Like, I love going out to lunch or dinner or whatever, and
Wait, Alex, I sit in there by myself.
I
thought you were the person that, like you wouldn't do things like that because you'd feel so awkward and weird.
No, I do it all the time, and I love it. I love being by myself. I love shopping by myself, everything.
Oh, my gosh.
So if Joe came and bothered me and was like, do you want to sit with me? I would be like, are you kidding
me? Does it have anything to do with his beard or his weight?
No.
Okay,
it's just a person.
Sure.
Like, pork chop. Alex would be like, sorry, I'm not going to take, I'm not interested in you. So you think, Alex would think I'm hitting on her. I'm like, would you like to sit with me?
I get that though, because you always kind of leave it up to like, the person could really be enjoying themselves.
Well, then I would feel weird to say no.
Bad. Right, exactly. Then you have to like, oh, I feel bad.
Now I got
to
sit with some strange dude I don't
know,
his wife and his two mangy dogs.
Liv, you know what, Alex? That is unnecessary, and I will never invite you to sit with us at a table again.
Stranger danger.
Liv the web girl. Liv the web girl. Yes. If you saw me or Pork Chop, would you invite us, or is it just old people that you care about?
I don't know. You guys both are kind of pathetic looking, so like maybe I would invite you guys too.
Wow. Okay.
I want to eat with you, Liv.
Yeah. I don't want to do that either. Thanks, Liv.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in The Garbage, People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of 2019 was announced yesterday. This actor got drunk and emotional at a karaoke bar, and Snoop Dogg did the voiceover for a makeup tutorial on YouTube.